This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
Good Thursday morning. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. We're broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. My name is Allison Keeber, and I'm your host for Prophetic Thursday. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our broadcasts or our programs here may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are so delighted that you are listening and you are here with us today. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, is supported by you, our loyal listeners. We want to give a special shout out to our listeners who have been joining us live via Facebook. Now, even though we're not live on Facebook today, we're just here on the radio today. We will be back live Sunday for Breakout Radio Church and again on Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday next week. So if you'd like to watch some of our segments that we do here on BPN Radio, you can just head over to Dale Gentry's Facebook page and you can watch some of those live. Or you can even see some of the past prophetic sessions, some of our church services that we've had. What I know is that we have a lot of people who come to us and say, you know, I don't know if I received a word or not because, you know, they weren't able to listen in. And the great thing is that we've got those posted there on Dale's Facebook page, but also, too, we've got those posted for you at Breakout Radio Church, I believe. And you can look for your past prophetic, our past prophetic sessions there and listen there. So one thing that we have decided here is that we were going to declare that we would not let a single name fall to the floor. So if you've given your name to us, we have written it down, we've been praying over your name, and, you know, if there's a word that God gives us for you, then we will deliver it. And if he doesn't on that particular day, we will continue to pray over your names. So I just encourage you to send your names in. Send your names, your city, in your state. There's power that comes along with your location and where you're located at. So make sure that you're sending those in to us. And you can do that through Facebook. You can email us and you can direct message us and all different kind of ways that you can get a hold of us. So I'm so happy that you are joining us. And as many of you know, Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday are our most listened to programs throughout the week, simply because it's obvious that people desire a word from the Lord, because we know that one word from God can change your life forever. As I mentioned before, my name is Allison Keeber. My husband Ian and I host a show here on BPN Radio called Marketplace Watch. And Marketplace Watch airs on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The theme of our show is we dare not wait for the world to come to us. And we talk about marketplace ministry. We talk about success and significance. Ian and I are both business owners, and so we like to share, you know, some of the tools and knowledge and wisdom that we've gained and in, you know, our own journey, but also to share with you, you know, from other mentors that have spoken into our life and share there on that program. So, you know, if you're an entrepreneur or you're in business or you're just looking to, you know, achieve, you know, more success and that success with significance, I encourage you to tune in and join us on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, as we dive in to this prophetic session, it's important to remember that a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she will not give you your vision. God gives you that directly, and he reveals it to you as you listen to him and as you follow him. God puts his thoughts within us through the Holy Spirit. And if God has given you a vision, know that that vision will be accompanied by a passion, not just a mere interest. You know, there's a lot of things out there that get our interest, right? There's a lot of things that get our interest, but there's very few things that just really burn so deep inside of us that really say, like, you know, if my life was to end and that thing didn't get done, would I be okay with that? Right? And those, that, what that vision from God is that thing that you wouldn't be okay with not accomplishing, right? There's a fire and a passion that comes from that of what is delivered from God. And so according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. And here's the thing, you guys, about a word from God is that it's just that. It's just a word, right? It's not a chapter, or a book. It's certainly not a book. It's a word from the Lord, only a small part of a very, very much bigger picture. A prophetic word can be a now word, a future word, a confirming word, or a new word. And as 1 Corinthians 14:3 states, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. You know, what I love about Holy Spirit is that, you know, when you are receiving a prophetic word, that you can receive that in your spirit and you can get that word that's going to comfort you. He's going to speak edification to you, right? But here's the really important part is that you must receive this word with your spirit, understanding that your mind does not have the full capacity or capability to receive the things of the supernatural. Once you receive it in your spirit, you need to take ownership of the word by writing it down and rehearsing it. Now, after your prophecy has been received, it's important that you rest in that word. And I'll tell you that when I was getting words earlier, when I was in prayer and praying over your names and getting prayer, that word actually came up quite a bit, kept stirring in my spirit about so many that just need to take the time to rest in his word that he's already delivered, but just rest in him. And it's so, so important that we rest in the word that you receive. And you must allow it to soak in. You must allow it to soak into your spirit. Just really penetrate you, right? Because again, you might receive a word and you go, okay, I don't know if I understand that fully. I don't know if that's fully for me. And because it can be a now word, but it can also be a future word, can be a confirming word, right? Like, so you've got to rest in it. You've got to let it soak in and then wait for the confirmation. And you must then wait for the fulfillment because again, a future word, it could be 5 minutes. It could be 5 years. It could be 50 years, right? God just works in miraculous ways, right? He just has miraculous ways in which he works. And so, you know, for me, every prophetic word that we have ever received, we've written down, we have recorded, we go back and we listen to. I love to listen to prophetic words that have been given to me in the past that even at the time that they were given, maybe they were a confirming word. But, you know, I actually just listened to a word not too long ago that was delivered to us in 2013. Okay, we're in 2017 now. That was 5 years ago, right? 4 years ago. Let me do the math. 4 years ago that word was delivered to us. And here's the interesting part. Even though back then it was a confirming word, it sat with me today, right? It sat with me at where we're at and where we're going in our lives, and it really sat with me. And so it had me ponder going, was that really a word for then, or was that really a future word for now? And I think both, right? I think God in that moment delivered a word of confirmation, but in this moment, looking back, it was really a future word. Okay. And I just share that with you because again, it's really important that when you receive a word, you do that. Like again, writing it down, holding onto it, resting in it, you know, letting it soak in that, you know, these words should not just fall to the ground, right? And now here's the thing. You have a choice. You have a choice if you want to receive these words or not. Okay, you have a choice, and I encourage you, obviously, that if a word's spoken over you, that you go into prayer about that, and you talk to Holy Spirit about that, talk to God about that, you know. And again, like I said, so many people hunger for a word from the Lord, and here's the thing: I'm just believing that today you will hear a word, that you will hear a word, whether you hear your name called or not, that you will hear a word that's for you. And again, it can just be a word. It can be a paragraph. I just believe that today, if you're listening with a fully expectant heart to receive a word, that you're going to receive a word today. And I'm going to have Ian come over here and help me with the music because I wanted to do something a little different today. Because we're on radio only today and I don't have to worry about Facebook violations or anything like that, I get to play a little bit of music. And I really wish that I could do this more on Facebook Live because I love music. It speaks to my soul and it helps me really get into that special place. Now we all worship differently. So for me, I love to worship very big and bold. And then I know a lot of my friends who love to worship and just kind of be quiet and be still and just know that there's no wrong way, to worship. You know, God just wants you to, you know, make a joyful noise, right? That's all he's asking is a joyful noise. And he just loves to see you let go. Right? He loves to see you let go. He loves to see you worship him. And so, I want to invite you to listen to a song that I love, to listen to that gets me in the spirit. And I want to just start our program today with a song called Behold. And this is by Hillsong Worship.
The mystery he lavishes on us is deep, cries out too deep. Oh, how desperately he wants us. The things of earth stand next to him like a candle to the sun. Unfailing Father, what compares to his great love? Behold his holy Son, the Lion and the Lamb given to us. The Word became a man, that my soul should know its Savior. Forsaken for the sake of all mankind, salvation is in his blood. Jesus Messiah, the right. Just died for love. We'll be right back.
tears in hell, speaking truth when I can't find it.
Ah, you guys, is that not just one of the most beautiful songs ever? I love that song, and I love that it just gets me totally in the spirit. I can just freely worship him, and thank you to my wonderful husband who is helping me run some of the controls here. I love him so much. All right, let's go ahead and let's pray, and let's get started. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for the opportunity to speak your word, God. God, we thank you for this time and this place. God, I thank you for those who are listening today and those who will listen to the recording, God. I just thank you for the call that you have on every single one of their lives, God. I just hear you say, if they only knew how special they were, how much they are loved. And that's what he wants you to know today. He just wants you to know that he loves you so much. His love goes beyond any earthly understanding. He loves you so much. He has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you wherever you're at right now today. He just wants you to reach out. He just wants you to connect with him. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that you are always there. You are always there for us, God, and that we You long to have a relationship with us, God, and that you just ask us to go deeper and deeper. God, I thank you that as deep cries out to deep, God, I thank you. I thank you that even when I think that I can't go any deeper, God, that you show me depths, like depths that I've never known before, God. And I thank you for that. God, I thank you for the words that you are going to speak today. God, I just ask that you remove any ounce of self, that is standing in me today. Just release that, God. I die to myself today, God, to be your vessel, to do your work, Jesus, to deliver your words. I thank you, God, for your spirit that resides in me and the ability to deliver these words. God, thank you for the gift. God, thank you for the gift and the opportunity of this ministry. God, thank you for pastors and preachers like Dale and Jean Gentry, and they're just their ministry, their life of ministry, God. Thank you. Thank you that they believe in sharing the mic, sharing the ministry, God, that they believe in reaching out to those across the nation and across the world, God, that you have shown them a way to minister without boundaries, God, to have a church that knows no borders. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this ministry. Thank you, God, for our loyal listeners and what they are helping us do with this ministry. God, we thank you that all of the equipment will work correctly today. God, we thank you that the eyes, the spiritual ears will be open today. God, we thank you for opening hearts, God, and just clearing minds, God, so that they can receive this word. They can receive the word and know it's from you, God. I just ask that you give them a peace, God, and that may I deliver your word in a gentleness, God, that I may shine the light of Holy Spirit, the Comforter. God, you are the great I am, and I love you so much, Jesus. Thank you, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So good. Heavenly Father, we love you. We love you so much, God. And you guys, he is speaking to you. Do you hear him? Right? John 10:27-28, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me and I will give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Oh, I love that scripture because he is talking to us. We don't have to wait for a prophetic word to hear from God, that we can go into our prayer time, into that secret place with him, and he can talk to us there. But I do have some words. The first word that I have is for Amy, Amy S. in Pennsylvania. Amy, I heard God say that you're in a season of transformation. I dropped my notes here. A season of transformation. And I saw the fall leaves that are starting to fall off. And he said, this is a sign of renewal, of letting go. And, you know, a lot of times we look at the trees as they start to lose their leaves. And many of us look at that as like death. Right? Like the leaves have died and there's almost this ominous of death that comes to you. And he says, that's not at all what it is. He says, as the leaves start to fall off the tree, it's a sign of renewal. It's a sign of letting go. That tree becomes even stronger as it lets go. It's a sign of growth and it's a sign of what it's making room for what's to come. Yes, the leaves falling off one by one, Amy, the leaves in your life are falling off one by one. He says it's time to stop doubting yourself. Time to stop doubting yourself. The enemy has robbed you of so much, but he can't rob you of the promises that God has for you. You know, there's promises that God has made you, and he says no matter how hard the enemy tries to kill and steal and destroy those, he cannot take those. God meant those for you. God meant those for you, those promises for you. This season of transformation, this season of transformation will be followed by a season of success, a season of success that will be then followed by a season of significance. And see, I see it's like walking down the path, right? And it's going to come in different seasons. And remember, you know, seasons, God talks about seasons, I believe, because seasons in your life that it's not just a day, right? Like it's not just like, well, the leaf fell off today, right? And so I grew. Yes, you did, but it's a whole season of that, right? Like we go through a whole season of fall, winter, summer, spring. And so these seasons are a time of growth, a time of transformation. And, he says, believe in the words that he's already spoken over you. Amy, he's spoken words over you before, and he's encouraging you to go back to those words and read those words that he's spoken to you before. He's spoken to you in your prayer time, in your meditation time. You've got a journal that you've written those words down in, and he says, go back and read those words. He's got a lot to say to you in the words that he's already said to you. I heard him say that's where the doubt comes in. It's like you got to keep reading them, and you got to keep reminding yourself, because again, the enemy is going to try to, that's what he's going to do. He's going to try to come in and he's going to try to steal that, but he's not going to, right? And so it's kind of like, I see that moment when you realize that, wait, she said that he's going to try, but he's not going to, right? And so then there comes this spirit of, I see a spirit of forgiveness. I see a spirit of just of like that you've been that like your load has been lightened, so to speak. And again, season of transformation. And that's prophecy in part, obviously, for you, Amy, in Pennsylvania. Susie C. I didn't write down your state. I'm sorry. Susie C, new opportunity is coming your way. And he was very specific. He said job opportunity, growth opportunity, ministry opportunity. And so he's very, very specific in the opportunity that is coming your way. Susie, I feel like that's a future word for you. And then my next word is for Carlos and Alicia. And I'm just going to pull that up really quick. Babe, can you help me with the controls over here so I can see it? Just so I can see this. Okay, Carlos and Alicia in Winter Springs, Florida. Winter Springs, Florida. Thanks, babe. Prayer warriors come together. Prayer warriors come together. Carlos and Alicia, when I took your names to the Lord, I saw that you're both prayer warriors. You're both prayer warriors, but he's calling you to come together. He says it's important that you start praying together. Your prayer life is very strong. Your prayer life is very strong. He says, but mountains move and valleys close when you start praying together. Okay, mountains move and the valleys close when you start praying together. Now, here's the thing. I hear that you guys are praying about the same things, but this is what he should, like, I saw the two of you, like, at the end of your bed, hands clasped on your knees, praying together, okay? Saying the words together, filling each other's sentences with prayer. Just again, really like first thing in the morning, carving out the time to do that. He says you're already in your prayer closets. You're already in prayer a lot, but it's really specific. I see this really specific, and I know I'm kind of driving that home, but again, he was super specific on that vision that he gave me for you and the words. And then Carlos, he says, it's time to come into a weeping season, a weeping season. He says, when you fall on your knees and you just rest and relax and release, he says, you gain. When you come to your knees and you rest and you relax and you release, you gain. He says, you don't lose. You don't lose. That's the enemy trying to trick you that when you come into this season, again, another season, like I told you guys in the beginning, I heard the word rest a lot. Carlos, I hear you resting, right? That it's very easy that you get wrapped up in all of the things that you need to do, that you're supposed to do, taking care of the family, so much responsibility on your shoulders, and just being the man that you feel like God has called you to be as head of the house. But that responsibility taking you away from just coming into those moments where you can just rest and relax and release. And I just love that he said that you don't lose, you don't lose, you gain. And he said, and you don't look weak. These are things that you've been thinking that if you do this, if you come into this weeping season, and even hearing these words, you're saying, I'm the head of the house. How can I come into a weeping season? I might look weak. And he says, no, Carlos, you don't look weak. You gain strength, and your vision will become clear. He says, lately you've been struggling with the vision that God had, the vision and the purpose that God has for you. You've been struggling with this because he's been asking you to come deeper. He's been asking you to come deeper so that he can reveal it to you in this deep space, right? And then the weeping season, again, the weeping season will come and it will go. But in that season, there's healing. There's healing that happens in that weeping season. But Carlos, there's also clarity that's going to happen in this season. The vision is going to be accompanied by a passion. It's going to not just a mere interest, right? It's going to have that passion, and that vision is going to be able to propel you so much further. It's like there's this struggle that's happening, and here's the thing, is that we try to blame the enemy when we have struggle. We try to blame the enemy when we have struggle, and God says, stop giving him all the credit. Stop giving the enemy all the credit when there's struggle, because sometimes it's just you. It's just your flesh that's struggling. And then sometimes God's saying, no, I'm doing this. This is me, because I want you to come deeper. In the struggle, I want you to come to me for help. I don't want you to rely on your own merits, because it will never be enough. It will never be enough, Carlos. You need to come to him, go through this weeping season, receive the healing that he has for you. And Alicia, I see you as being such a faithful and obedient wife, such a good steward of your household, and such a good steward of all the things that God has put you in charge of. And he says, just keep walking that out. Keep supporting Carlos. There's a lot that is written on his life, and because it's written on his life, it's written on your life, and that you will, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that it's together, right? Like Carlos can't do it without Alicia. Right. And so, I see that power of you guys again. And I feel like don't wait. He's saying, don't wait. Don't wait to come into this season. Right. You don't have to wait. Like right now, you can just come into this release and this relax right now. You can come into this prayer, this together prayer right now. You can come into it together right now. Make it a habit. He says, make it a habit, come together, make it a habit. When you're wanting to, fight for more time to just stay asleep, no, fight for this time to pray together. I hear him saying, begin your day and end your day like this. Begin your day and end your day together on your knees, together. And I hear you feeling each other's sentences, and such beautiful prayer, standing in the gap for others, and just being mighty warriors, continuing that when two come together. Beautiful word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And the next word that I had was for Joyce B. Joyce B. Joyce, you have a very, very sweet spirit. You have a sweet, sweet spirit. I have to tell you, Some of you may laugh at this again, because God, this is how he works, right? He is awesome like this. I saw popcorn. Now, at first I was like, wait, I love popcorn. And I saw popcorn and I smelled popcorn. And I thought, okay, I'm going with this, right? And so I even wrote, he said, stick with me. He said, stick with me. He said, but Joyce, this makes sense to you. He said, and then I saw a picture of a theater. And that's, okay, that's where the popcorn was leading me to, is the theater. The theater, he says, your old dreams, it's not too late to chase after those dreams. Divine appointments are lined up for you, but you must be believing for them. You must be believing for them. And that was where, like, I underlined that, because you've got to be believing that those divine appointments are there. He does. He lines up those divine appointments for us. And but we have to be on the lookout for them, right? Because a lot of times the divine appointments, they don't just slap us in the face. Sometimes they do, but more oftentimes than not, they're hidden right in front of our face, right? They're almost so blatantly obvious that we can't see them. And that's what I hear for you, Joyce, is those divine appointments are so blatantly obvious that they're lined up. They're going to be right there, but you've got to be believing for them. And then I saw a picture of a clock. I got a lot of pictures when I took your name to the Lord, Joyce. I got a lot of pictures. And I have a feeling that pictures are what speak to you. You have a very vivid dream life. You have very vivid visions that God's given you for your life, is why he's showing me pictures for you. A picture of a clock, because he says it's time. It's time to shine. And then he said, it's time. And then he said the word ownership. And I want to stick on this word for a second, because I circled it, I highlighted it, ownership. And he said, ownership of the dream, ownership of the dream, and ownership of the promise, ownership of the theater. And I even asked him, I was like, is she owning a theater, God? Like, he just said, this is that Joyce will know this word is for her ownership, but he said ownership of your life. Yes, someone else has tried to rob you of your dream a long time ago. Like, this was a dream that was a long, long time ago. I mean, I kind of feel like you're hearing this and you're like, really, God? Like, I thought that was gone. Like, I forgot about that, you know, and you forgot about it because you thought somebody robbed you of it a long time ago. And he says, it's time to take back ownership, because it was never truly gone. I love that. It was never truly gone. And so I encourage you, Joyce. what an awesome word that is, from your Lord Jesus. And, you know, here's what I love about the prophetic is I was looking at, these are names of people that I've written down who they've come in, you know, either through email or through our Facebook. Many of them, while you're watching other prophetic sessions, we write down all of the names, that come in. And so, again, just hundreds of names each week that we pray over. And so, again, bear with us. We promise to not let a single name fall to the ground, but I don't know who these people are. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's, there's maybe a name that I'll recognize, but I don't know for sure if that's the name, because again, I'm literally looking at the name Joyce B. I don't know who Joyce B is. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But so when I'm prophesying, I love that, because it's such an intimacy with God that he allows me to be a vessel to see and to hear your word. I love that. And I just, it's like, to hear like a word for Joyce, like how sweet that is. And so, you know, we love to hear your testimonies here. We love to have you share with us, you know, what God is doing in your life. And that if you've received a word here and you've seen that word come to pass, or, you know, I always love to tell Dale that, you know, when a word that he's given me has come to pass, I love to share that with him. And because again, he's just a man, right? But you know that how awesome that is to hear your testimonies of what God is doing in your life. So we love to hear from you. This next word that I had is for Kyra P. And I think it's K-Y-R-A. I just want to make sure I'm saying your name right. It's Kyra P. in St. Louis, Missouri. Kyra, I heard God say that you're an activator. You're an activator. You have a gift of activating people into their gifts. You have a gift of activating people into their gifts. And that's what a powerful gift that is, to be able to put people into action. He says, you also have a great gift of discernment. But lately, things feel very foggy. They feel very foggy. And you've been feeling weighted. You've been feeling weighted down. And I heard God say, Kyra, it's time to activate your own gifts. It's time to activate your own gifts. Let those gifts take you to new places. And then he gave me a picture, Kyra. He gave me a very beautiful picture of a large moving truck, like not like a U-Haul moving truck, but like a large van line moving truck. And he said, there's a great journey ahead of you, a cross-country journey. And then I saw a street. It was this beautiful, peaceful little street, and it was lined with magnolia trees. And just beautiful magnolia trees that were in bloom. I don't know what season that is that magnolias come into bloom, but they were in bloom. The sun was shining. It was a beautiful day. And you couldn't really, these were such established magnolia trees that you almost couldn't see all the houses, right? You could just see peekaboo, little views of the house. And I saw a white house. I saw a white house. God told me that there's a significance in those magnolia trees in the White House for you. And that's a word specific for you. It's a word very specific for you. It will mean something for you. And he wants you to dive into that word. He wants you to dive into that word, Kyra, because again, this is about activating your gifts and this cross country journey, but something revolves around this street lined with magnolia trees with the White House on it, with the White House. So, that's obviously a prophecy and part, there for you, Kyra, but what an intimate word God has for you there. The next word that I have is for Sharla V in Texas. Sharla V in Texas. Sharla, he's been stripping things away in your life lately. Things that you don't necessarily want to let go of. He says, but some of these must go because of the work and the path that he has laid before you. Some of these must go. It says you're a champion. You always have been. You always have been. And that's why this whole, like, this stripping away process, there, you've gone to the place of feeling like a failure. And God says, Charlie, you have failed at nothing. This isn't about failure. And he says, actually, it's the reward. It's about the reward. It's bigger than you've ever thought that it could be or that it was going to be. And he says, it's not about like, it's not about medals and recognition. And yes, maybe there were points in your life that that's what it was about. And those, but he, and he says, and those things were all meant to be there because they were trainings for the much bigger assignment, the much bigger road that's ahead. And again, so now it's just, I see this, like, all of these things that, like, that you thought you were supposed to be doing. And so it's really hard to let go of them because you thought, well, I'm supposed to be doing this. And he's saying those things that I'm stripping away, those things that I'm stripping away, you, yes, maybe you were for at that time, but no longer are you supposed to be doing those things. He says, busyness is the work of the devil. Busyness is the work of the devil. He says, stop spinning all those plates and focus. He says, focus. Stop spinning all the plates and focus. It's been very hard for you to focus because I see it as the things fall off. It's as he's stripping those away. It's like you're bending back over and you're trying to pick them back up and put them on the plate. He's saying, stop picking those up and putting them back on the plate. You're not even supposed to be spinning the plates in the first place. That's just busyness. It's all just busyness. And that's the work of the devil. The devil's trying to pull you away from this path that I have laid before you. He says, it's okay to put it down. There's some of those things. Yes, they were meant for a time, but some of those things you were actually never meant to carry in the first place. He says, look out for the enemy's dirty tricks. Look out for his dirty tricks because he's trying to use your gifts. Oh, this is powerful. He's trying to use your gifts against you. And I hear right now, I hear God saying that your gifts of being a champion, your gifts of being a fighter, your gifts of being patient, your gifts of being steadfast, your gifts of being a winner. Like, you are a winner. You know success. You know how to achieve success. And it's like, you know, deep down inside that success is never going to happen while spinning all these plates. Like, I literally see a woman spinning like a plate, like, you know how they do like in a circus, like the plate is spinning on a stick that they're holding in their hand, right? There's one plate in that hand and there's another plate in the other hand. And then you've got another plate like spinning on your right toe. And then you've got another plate spinning on your left knee. And, you know, while these are spinning, things are flying off and you're trying to figure out how to bend down and catch them. I hope that I'm making this picture very clear because as I'm saying this, I'm seeing it so vividly. And he says, stop. Just stop. I'm stripping those things off of you. I'm stripping those things off of you. The devil is trying to keep you busy. He's trying to keep you trying to master spinning these plates. And he says, just let him go. Let him go. There's some of them that are supposed to fall because they were never meant to be there in the first place. Let him go. The reward that he has for you is so much bigger than the reward that you had ever even dreamed of. I mean, he's shown you some things, and they've looked like full visions. Like you feel like you've gotten the full vision. And I hear him just saying, sweet girl, I gave you a glimpse. Those things, those visions that you thought were fully painted visions, they were just a glimpse. They were just a glimpse. So imagine that. Imagine that. But you can't move forward. You can't move forward when you're spinning these plates. And that's why it's been so frustrating. This season has been frustrating for you. You've been in this season for a long time. You've been asking God, I'm ready. I'm ready to move to the next season. And he says, okay, I'm ready too. I've been waiting for you to just, you know, let these things fall off. Go ahead and let them fall off. You know which ones. You already know which ones because he's going to keep giving you the peace about which ones to let fall off. He's going to give you that peace. And I just bless you and that word for you, Sharla. What a beautiful journey he has you on. What a beautiful journey. And then I have to share this word because this is a word that I got in my spirit really, really strong. And God didn't give me a name. I was praying over these names. Babe, how many names do you think are here? Like 75, 50, 50, 70, I don't know. Just in these two sheets that I'm looking at and that I was just praying over. And I just really felt this word strong in my spirit. And like I said, he didn't give me a name. It's for some women who were out there. And that's why I really feel like it's for more than one woman. But it's a woman who's listening right now. So if you didn't receive a word, maybe this word is for you. Maybe it's not. And again, just, you know, remember, we don't have to receive these words. But this one was about marriage. This is speaking to a woman about marriage. And I already get the sense that there's someone who's listening and you're like, here it is. God's telling you that here it is. Here's the word. And he says, your marriage is in trouble. Your marriage is in trouble. He said, your husband's not a believer like you are. And you've been praying and praying and praying and praying. And it feels like God has left you. Yeah, I heard this so clear that you're literally, you're weeping and you're just asking God to give you strength. You're asking God to just give you an answer. You're asking God to just heal your husband, to fix him. And it just feels like God is really silent right now. It feels like he's left you, like he's forgotten about you. And I heard God say that, you love your husband very, very much, but you fear that he doesn't love you the way that you love him. And I heard God say that there's some chains that are wrapped around him. There's a possible chains of addiction. There's chains of complacency. And there's chains around him that are really holding him back from his relationship, with his Heavenly Father and obviously with you. And these chains, they're really tight on him. Like, they're not only are they tight, but they're super short. And so he can't even wander a little bit. Like, they're so short that he can't even move. And there's been some words that y'all have spoken to one another, that have literally been knives that you've thrown at each other. And these knives, like, I saw, you know, like if you throw a knife, like, and you throw it from across the room and it like sticks into something, like that's what these words have done. These multiple knives is that they've been thrown from across the room and they're sticking in each of you. And I heard that you feel like God wants you to leave, like God wants you to leave this marriage. And you've even said, that God told you it's okay. That you really feel like God actually said to you, it's okay, leave. And again, this is not for every woman. Obviously, this is for very specific. But God says, stop. Stop. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. Know that the enemy can make his voice sound a lot like mine, especially when you're in this season of crying and calling out. But he will never be able to give you the peace that I can give you. That peace that says to stay. There's a tiny, tiny little peace in you that says to stay, and it's that tiny little piece that's actually covered in peace. See, because even though you feel like you've heard the words, it's okay, go ahead and leave, they make you anxious. It makes you anxious. It makes you scared. It's every ill feeling is attached to it. And God says, because it's not from him. It's not from him. The enemy is trying to deceive you. The enemy is trying to deceive you. And he says, work on you. Work on you. See, you've been so focused on praying for your husband. He's not saying to stop praying for your husband. Don't cease in that. Keep praying for your husband. But work on you. Work on you. Your husband is a good-willed man. He's a good-willed man, and you made a covenant with him. But do not forget who you also made a covenant with. When you took those marriage vows, you made a covenant not only with your husband, but you made a covenant with your Lord God. He says, your prayer and your faithfulness, they are working. They are working. Keep fighting for your marriage. Keep fighting for your marriage. He says, the one that I created you for loves you. Yes, he's wrapped up in an attack. Yes, he's wrapped up in chains. But the enemy will be defeated. I repeat that. The enemy will be defeated. And in fact, I hear God saying, no, he's already been defeated. He's already been defeated. We've just got to get these chains off from around his ankles. He says, because here's the thing. When those chains get released and there's restoration, there's salvation in your marriage, restoration, repair and restoration. When that comes in your marriage will be a testimony to other women who wanted to give up, other women who wanted to throw in the towel, other women who forgot who their covenant was with. You will both lead others to freedom. Teaching to take divorce off of the table. When divorce is taken off the table, healing begins. Restoration begins. Communication begins. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. He says, your wounds will be healed. The knives will fall away and the wounds will be healed. The wounds will be healed. I hear God saying, remember, you didn't come this far to only come this far. And I heard that he wants you to dive into Malachi 3 and 4. Dive into Malachi. And I know, we all kind of know that that's where the verse, God hates divorce, resides. But dive into the full scripture. Dive into the full scripture. And I know that word is, again, it's sometimes God speaks a word to us that doesn't, it stirs us. It stirs us. And, but I just hear the woman that's for right now, that you feel a comfort. You feel a comfort because you've been crying out. You've been crying out and you finally have God answering you. He's answering you. He says, I will stand no longer to watch you listen to the enemy and be fooled that his voice is mine. No longer be fooled. No longer be fooled. He cannot give you the peace that I give you, says your Lord God. Says your Lord God. I bless you. I bless whoever that word is for. And here we are coming to the end already, how it sneaks up fast. But really quick, before I turn it over to my husband to close us out and share maybe just a little bit of what is on his heart. Maybe I feel like God's been talking to him over there a little bit and share with him. But here's just a word that I heard for many of you. So this is a word that I heard just corporately for you, that you're coming into a year of favor, a year of favor. It's been a year, actually not year, I have years of drought. Years of drought have been upon you. But now come the years of favor, where manna literally falls from the sky. Where manna literally falls from the sky. He says, work hard, but work hardest on your relationship with God. Work hardest on your relationship with God. Be a voice of encouragement. Be a voice of encouragement. He says, hear my voice and walk out my voice. You will build God's kingdom and he will build yours. Stay plugged in. Stay plugged in to your father. Stay plugged into your mentorship. Stay plugged in as you build God's kingdom and as your focus is on building his kingdom, he will build yours. All right. I'm going to turn it over to my husband, my amazing husband, who I love so much. And he's going to close us out here. Thank you so much.
Wow, great job, Allison. Another amazing prophetic session, just to be a part of that and to see how hard she works on praying over the names that come in every week, making sure that the names don't fall to the floor. And as I know, does Pastor Dale and Callie as well, as they deliver Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Mondays. And so just want to, again, thank Allison so much for her commitment to this ministry and all that she does. Again, that's a volunteer basis that she runs this on. She just feels that she knows that God's called her to do some big things in the kingdom, and part of that is what she's doing here. So we just want to remind everyone out there that Breakout Ministries, the BPN Radio, that this program is fully funded by our listening audience, by the viewers on Facebook, and by those who faithfully continue to contribute to our programs as we work strictly off of the donations from our listeners. And so if you are feeling led to give, you know, we were always taught that if prophetic word's been delivered, you know, that you tithe, that you give back into that ministry, that you sow back into that ministry, and of course make sure that you're continuing to do your part for the kingdom. And so we just want to invite you to sow a gift into this ministry. And if it's on your heart to give, we encourage you to head over to bpnradio.com, and where when you can scroll down to the bottom of the page there, you'll find a donate button that allows you to contribute electronically with a debit or credit card through PayPal. And that and of course, you, again, just fill in the information there, and you can set up regular donations if you want to, or just give a one-time donation. But we sure do appreciate those. If you prefer to give via check, you can do so by making that out to Breakout Ministries and send that check. Address that to P.O. Box 91985. That's Austin, Texas, 78709. Again, that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And just a reminder that any of your gifts and donations are all a tax deduction, as this is a ministry and 100% tax deductible. So just, again, thank you for your giving and continuing to sow into this ministry as we continue to grow. A quick reminder that for those of you who join us for Breakout Radio Church on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Central Time and is played throughout the day on Sunday, you can also catch a lot of our programming these days on Facebook Live at the Dale Gentry fan page. And so if you want to see if you want to see us in action, you know, head over to Facebook and catch one of the lives. It's a lot of fun. Allows us to interact with our viewers and for those of you who listen to the program as well. So just again, thank you so much for being a part of this. I encourage you to join us as well as members. And if you head to Breakout Radio Church and click on the membership link, it allows us to pray for our members and know who you are. You know, again, we want to have a growing relationship with those of you who continue to tune in each week and want to make sure we're praying for you and your families. Even if maybe some of you aren't putting your name in for a word from God, we still want to pray for you. So thank you so much. Let's just close this in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for this time together, that you would speak into the hearts of those out there that are actively seeking a word from you, God, that are continuing to work on their relationship with you, that they're, you know, just anoint them with the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the hearts to receive, Lord, with the feet to walk where you want them to go, God, and a clearly well-lit path of where they can best be of service in your kingdom, Lord. May the relationships continue to foster and grow, God, that any chains of anger, of of anxiety, of fear, God, just fall away, Lord, and that your presence be felt in all that they do, God. Thank you for this ministry, for this station, and for this opportunity, Lord. We love you so much, and it's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. So again, don't forget to join us, continuing programming on right here on BPN Radio or through the TuneIn app, and we just want to say God bless you all, and thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hello, everybody. This is Dale Gentry, and for the next 55 minutes, we invite you to stay tuned as we play special music by my special friends. Music to pray with here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
that's all I'm thinking about. Most of the time, how it's soon and very soon I leave my troubles so far behind. Leave it all.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing of love come down. As you show your face, we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
feet that run and play.
precious every day. That little boy of mine, no one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little boy of mine.
I can hear the sound, welcome home. Thank you. Mountains move, chains are loose. cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. O precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul. Thank you.
yours and yours
just go away.